many people will call, but nobody turned up in the end. One of us said, Radhaji should be called. Okay, you go. He addressed to Radhaji. Then maybe Krishna will be saved. Otherwise, difficult. Radhaji went. And she filled the water in the pot. One drop also did not escape the pot. And she brought this water. Konasuji performed Abhishek to Krishna with this water. And then he got up completely free from the disease. Everybody began to speak that Jatra and Patala, they are not chaste. Radhaji is completely chaste. Krishna himself has proved this by this pastime. This pastime was performed in Telangana. From there, he went to Ramghat. About those pastimes in those places, Vaikana Swaraj. English.
Because most people are thinking, how can anybody know Krishna was more than a leader? Now, why would Holiday let the children
That is her Vaibhav Prakash, separate. So that Yamuna was full, which is going towards the ocean and merges with the ocean. So that is why there is no fault in this translation.
explain. Can Krishna have a separate group of gopis? Sundara also had a separate group of gopis. Here at Dalai comes, then how can Balaram have all of the Jiguna, who is otherwise Vishaka, who is Krishna's beautiful study? And the answer is given, she is a portion of the Yoguna, which flows toward the ocean, which flows to Trinity. She is the wife of the ocean. So in that portion of the Yoguna, they have Trinity, who follow us back to the Lord.
The hard one. Krishna Devil.
So under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Prashant and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we went to Vihara. So Vihara is a temple of Dharanakrishna Sanatan, and also the place of Sri Krishna's taking house. And we know that Sri Krishna used to stay in the heavenly house there. Sri Krishna, every morning, go for attending class, and that time, Mother Yashoda followed him. And despite being successful in the time of the greatest of Sri Krishna, she said, "Tell us to go back." And Sri Krishna said, No, there is a big offer in our night, in our night. Then, after following him, he said, "Again, some guy." He just said that the cat wants us to protect him in the forest. Then, again, Krishna will go on the diet, and she will tell Krishna that she will tell the Prabhu, Siddha, that he will go on the bottom in the left hand side, Siddha should go on the right hand side, Madhya should go on the walk in the front, and he should protect Krishna, make sure that nothing will happen to him, God will protect him. Then she will tell Krishna, there are eight Krishna novels ahead, but this will stop. She said, what's the power of the Lord? She will tell him, what's the power of the Lord? This is not the power of the Lord. It's just a question of the Lord. It's just a question of the Lord. It's just a question of the Lord. Krishna, she will tell Krishna, she will speak to him, what is the Lord? Then what he should do is to remember Narayan, he loves gravity. Krishna doesn't want to smile.
And he is very tired.
Krishna said, oh, but
diciamo così, la disclosa è l'omicidio giusto, sono 24 ore del sole, mi rendi qua, ci chiudo, no, io ci sono quanto a quanto che è conclusa la mia vita, perché se no, se non è più da, you go away, you come and get me far off, perché se non è più, sono dopo il chiudo il sole della tua vita, and I will be responsible for this test, what will happen, and this is why there are some other guys who are trying to bring themselves. And Krishna, he's sitting there, Shiva Bhagavan, he's sitting there just like dogs, completely, completely managing everything. But because there are so few of us by him, actually, although he was making an extravagant man with them, so they were smiling and shining, looking at him, and actually they were not showing the whole thing. But if Krishna told him, no, now you have to come up and take your clothes. And then he said, well, actually, we will stay in the water for one more month, spectrum. Because we love God. They were trying to accept somebody where to come out and then get the blood. But Krishna said, no problem. Actually, being inspired by your service, I will also spend one month here. So your service is with you. You can water and make a tree. So finally, Gopis could see that they might go way out and start to push each other. You go first. You go first. You go first. But no one can dare to come out. I think they came out, and then they were going one line. Which I just know, the other way, that they're going one line of two. One after another. And then I came with the hair, with the hands, with the shackles. And Krishna said, no longer. So, you have written the last. So, let's have a hair, hair loose, and then the power of hair, and then come out, one by one. Just to get this. Even when someone said this, there was so many obstacles, so many promoted Krishna, but this, but that Krishna was a, he wouldn't let go. So finally, he said, you know, they had agreed to his order, and one by one they came out, Krishna even let them know all the reasons to be both hands and both heads, but there would be no shyness left. No. Because he said, you have to come here for time to Varuna, they are like, make a mistake, it's not proper, just for promotion. Time for building one hand, following their five parts with another hand, and none of that, and that's just to both hands on the head. Why do you say Krishna? Let Krishna one by one get them their clothes. So, one of the teaching here is that if you want to come in front of Krishna, we must give up every single attachment. We must get up fully for Krishna and do whatever you want, and there shouldn't be anything between him and us. So, we have very many times, Srimad Bhagavatam Maharaj, when he tells the story of Draupadi, when somebody was calling for Krishna, especially when calling in his right hand, but holding her hand in the other hand. Krishna will come. So, finally, she read both hands in the feet of holding her side. Krishna was not impressed. So, finally, when she read both hands and completely dependent upon him, then he came. So, in a similar way, so Krishna is teaching that to come to me because we completely, completely, no, surrender, and there should be no attachment whatsoever to that. Otherwise, we cannot go.
Switch it off, your transmitter. Don't use your transmitter. Don't use your transmitter. It's disturbing my translation. Don't use. Don't use transmitter. It's interfering with the frequency. Check. Yesterday also some devotees complained to me. It's still interfering. Yesterday some devotees called. Be careful. Somebody will say then switch it off. If somebody says switch it off. First of all, I'm offering my respect to Lord Vishnu Bhagavan. Ashtodrishad Krishna Lakshmi Vedanta. Ramakrishna Maharaj and I'm offering my innumerable obeisances. Okay. And thereafter, all the sannyasi brethren, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here, I offer my respects. Shri has ordered me to speak something about Vatsavan. You went, all of you went in Parikram, you must have heard. Vatsavan means the calves. Calves. All day long, Krishna would raise these calves. In this forest, that place is called Vatsavan. Sometimes he is joking with his sakas, sometimes he is eating prasad with them, sharing. One day, sometimes he is joking with them, and all the devotees, the sakas, they were all having prasad. When these calves were grazing during that time in the forest, Ramaji saw from up in the sky, he saw the Agasur. When the demon Agasur is killed by Krishna, that time the soul of Agasur, it was shared in the sky for some time. When Krishna came out from his mouth, that time his soul merged in Krishna's forest feet. And Ramaji became very astonished. I want to see some more of his such sweet pastime, to see this, to use his own intelligence. He could have prayed to Krishna, it would have been something else. But not praying to Krishna, he used his own intelligence. Why? Because when Krishna is going for milking the cows, when he would return back to Braj, the cows would not give milk until unless Krishna would return. Why? Only when Krishna would return again in the village, all the motherly gopis, they would kiss Krishna. In the end, Mother Yashoda would also kiss Krishna, take him in her lap and would enter inside. The motherly gopis, they had such emotion that, oh, if Krishna would make my son, then we also, just like Mother Yashoda, we would take Krishna in our lap and take him in our home. We would make him sleep, give him rest, like this, such emotions they had. And the Braj Kishori, the younger gopis, they had this mood that if Krishna was my beloved, then we would have got married together, would have stayed together. But the Krishna daily routine is that Krishna's principle is that through one task, he can do many tasks. So, now Krishna, remember Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya herself attracted Ramaji from Brahmaloka to this place, and she bewildered Ramaji's intelligence too, so that he will use his own intelligence now. Now, Ramaji now, because he is the creator, he made a field of the grass a little distance away from where they were grazing. The cows saw this grass, they went further, finished that grass, went a little further ahead, created by Brahmaji, little more green grass in the field. Like that, they kept on falling. Far away, they went just from Krishna. Now all the friends are joking with each other, and they saw that where are the cows gone now? Oh, the Gopas welcomed the cows and the cows. Now without the cows, how can we run back to Braj? If we go back without the cows, our parents will be very disturbed. They would start worrying. Everybody started searching for the cows. Krishna said, "Oh Sakas, you sit here. Where you will search? I'll just play my flute. The cows will come back. Nothing to worry. I will see." When Krishna went, in one hand he had yogurt and rice. He has in one right hand. And within two fingers, there is achar, pickle. Some pickle is there. Krishna is now gone to search for the path. Ramaji, in the meanwhile, he also stole the sakas and he hid them in the path in one cave. Now Lord Krishna Bhagwan himself, simultaneously, he is all-knowing and also he is bewildered also by the effect of yoga maya. Now he's become acting bewildered. He's completely bewildered now. Now he's searching, where are the paths? Where are my sakas? Now this yoga rice is just in his hand and he's starting to worry. He cannot eat this. How can I leave all of them and go back? Alone I will turn back to Braj. What the Brajavasi will speak? Oh Kanha, where is my son? Where are the paths? I will be asked so many questions. Krishna is worried. And he was very worried. Then Yoga Maya reminded him that you are also all-knowing. He is Sarvagya, all-knowing. He is the potency of all-knowing. Then he understands that what has happened, that it is Brahmaji's task. Then he expanded himself into all the paths and all the sakas. And then every day now he is coming from Braj, going to Braj every day, and he is behaving exactly as he will act as me. Krishna, if he will speak to somebody, he can hypnotize that person and nobody will make out any difference. And now, just like if he is going to his own, somebody is going to his own room, which servant will dare to stop? All these servants, when he is going as Brahmaji, now when the real Brahma is coming, he is being stopped. Oh, where are you going? Who are you? Brahmaji said. Oh, he chanted their name, the name of the, oh, you also know our name, he gave it to us. If you move one step ahead, I will hit you on your head. What do you think, Brahma? You said, you gone mad or what? Brahma said, I am not mad, you are imposter. Our Prabhu is sitting inside. Our Prabhu has ordered us that some imposter is coming, taking my share. If you move one step ahead, I'm going to finish you. Brahmaji returned back, afraid, what's happening, bewildered, and he's meditating, and he's beginning to understand that, oh, it was Bhagavan Krishna himself expanded as my form. Then he became very fearful, and again he came back to this planet of birth and death, Marthalo, in Braj. He comes there, and then 1 year has passed within this time. Then he offered pranam. And he got up and saw that all the sakas, all the cars, their sticks, their clothes, everything becomes four-handed form. He wants to show to Brahmaji that it's not that I am only your worshipable. All my sakas, all my cars, all the clothes, everything, they are such a man. They are spiritual. They are your worshipable. Why he did not show Krishna Roop? Because Brahmaji is worshipping the four-handed form. Ramakshaya Vishnu. So when he saw this, then cow grazing is also going on, and these are expanded hair of him. Brahmaji begins to think that when I see this side, then maybe he's grazing the cows, and when I see that side, then maybe he hides them there from there. Because having four heads, but two heads he is watching in one direction, two heads he is watching in this direction. But he says that both of them are present. Then he becomes even further bewildered. Then he begins to pray to Krishna now in these slokas. First, he is offering his obeisances. Why? Because Brahmaji has fear in his heart. If I do not offer pranam, then maybe he will become angry with me. Then he is describing his beauty, his form. In Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna's three forms have been described. Our Adi Guru Brahmaji is describing his beauty to the Yagpatnis, and the Braj Gopis have also described his beauty. Then Krishna, Brahmaji says further this slope. Who say that I know the form, beauty, past tense of Lord? Let them speak. This is beyond me. Who can know all this? Only Only who gets the mercy of the Lord. Whose mercy is manifest in their hearts, only they can know your form, your past times, your associates. So, it's not possible. Then further he's praying that maybe in Braj I will not be able to take birth in any form, but at least in Gokul, give me a place, a residence. Further he says, but not in Braj, but in Gokul. The Gokul is less. Okay, if not even Gokul, then maybe give me birth in fallen species, in the low class species. If this is also not possible, maybe let me be born as a stone, then also my life is successful. Especially in Braj, those who sweepers of the Braj, and those females, when they come back to their places, their dirty feet, they will keep the clean on me. I become such a stone. Brahmaji himself, if he's saying like this, what to speak about us? So we have heard from Gurudev that English. Our aim is to know this goal, and we have to perform our sadhana, keeping our goal in mind, and follow this process, vachogya, pragam, etc. We have to start from this, and only we can proceed further. Ramvatsuvan, our yatra went to. Say, when Brahmaji is watching one side, the 2 feet say means that. And also, he sings Krishna and says, say, oh, it is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, for Brahma, that place came to be known as say from there on. Somewhere, there is one village. He is offering all prayers and 40 shlokas, and Krishna is keeping his hand on Shri Ram Sakha's shoulder and twisting his pastime lotus, and the friends of Sakha's of Krishna are speaking Chamo. Chamo means four-headed, so that Chamo. Then our yatra came to Garud Govind, performing his pastime. Krishna once he made Balaram into Garud, and he climbed on his shoulders and he started performing such pastime. So from Garud Govind. Known as the door to Bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. In Srimad Bhagavatam also it is described that Harinam is the boat and the boatman is the Guru. Without taking the shelter of Guru, to cross this ocean of material birth, material ocean of birth and death, it is impossible. That's why they describe in Bhagavatam this shloka. Who wants to know about his supreme welfare, he must take shelter of Gurudev. And Gurudev should also be expert in Shruti Shastras, etc. He must have knowledge of all the Shastras, especially the essence of all the Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam. He must have full knowledge about the scripture. And that is why, because he must be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples. He must be renounced from the material sense objects. Means that taking the shelter of Gurudev the Gurudev should have the following symptoms. He should be well versed in all the Shastras, Vedas, etc. and should be able to clear all the doubts of his disciples, all the questions of his disciples he must be able to answer. Who has performed bhajan of Bhagavan with firm determination, and also he has realization, some realization of the Lord. Attaining the mercy of Bhagavan, some realization of the Lord. And he is able to infuse that potency in his disciples. One who is free from lust, greed, etc. is not bound by all this. Such guru, if you take shelter of, only then bhakti will progress and he will attain prema. Otherwise, it's not possible to attain prema. Now, Rupa Goswami, about this one, he has said these words. Guru Padrashya should take the shelter of the lake lotus feet and should accept the initiation mantras and study Bhagavatam in his association, and should learn about the etiquettes of the Vaishnav, Sadachar, of the etiquettes of the Vaishnav, and with firm determination should serve, firm faith should serve the Gurudev. In this way, one is said to take shelter of Gurudev's feet. Before taking initiation in the mantra, the disciple can stay with his guru. For some days, he should serve his Gurudev. And to see his character, is there some fault in his character? Is he well versed in the scriptures or no? Then he develops firm faith in Gurudev, then he can accept initiation. And Gurudev also sees that is he qualified to become my disciple? Has he come to take bhakti from me or something else? Then only he gives him diksha also. This is called Guru Parasakti. Mutually, they try to understand each other. They will understand whether he is fit to be my guru, and the guru also tests whether he is fit to be a disciple. After initiation, but guru will teach him about the method of performing bhajan, and he will teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. Thereafter, he serves Gurudev. Further, what is known as service to Guru? Srila Sankara Bhagavad is describing, just like a chaste Why? She was always absorbed in serving her husband and she doesn't remember anything else. She is completely absorbed in serving her husband. Similarly, by service of Guru, if he has served from domination, even though he may not be able to perform Shravan, Kirtan, Swara, etc., but he has formed faith, he will be able to understand all the essence of all the scriptures. Understand again. Suppose somebody is serving Gurudev. He is not very educated. Nothing. Not very intelligent. But he is not listening, not performing kirtan day and night, but he is serving Gurudev. He doesn't even have time for anything else, performing his own bhajan. Then all the essence of scriptures will still manifest in his heart and he will enter into the path of bhakti. Shankaracharya had many, many disciples and one of his disciples was not educated but he used to keep serving him. One day he took Shankaracharya's clothes and he went to the other side in Badrinath and he went to the other side of the river. He's washing his clothes and drying them. It took a long time. That time his other disciples, they began to show Padmapad, etc. Other disciples, they began to show restlessness. And he said, please start your discourses. He didn't utter any word, Shankaracharya. He was still waiting for his disciples. Oh, let him come. But the disciples were saying, he doesn't know anything, you speak. He didn't start speaking anything. Then running, he came to this place and he spoke such beautiful poetry in such difficult scholarly language. He began to offer prayers to his Gurudev. All the so-called scholarly disciples of his became astonished. It's Deva Parabhakti. Who will serve Gurudev in such a manner? Just like Krishna, all the essence of all the scriptures manifest in his heart. Translation.
with an understanding of Krishna, you are taking shelter of all of my gurus. After taking shelter of all of my gurus, the spirit master will instruct the disciples on the process of mother and the proper behavior of the teacher by himself, that is called Padasha. To give a benefit by hearing Master Shastra, the Russian religion continuously, Shraddha or faith awakening. That Shraddha is characterized by unflinching faith, that one understands my own duty to perform my own public matters, but I have to perform matters, I need a spiritual answer. After taking shelter of the Guru, one of all the forms which are there in the Guru Seva, one of the seven Gurus, full intimacy, and my dear brother and brothers of others, the relationship to the Guru will be tried by talking to some other God. Makes very close, like almost like an imperious expression, and so close, so near and dear. This Guru Seva is the doorway by which to enter the kingdom of Bhakti. Therefore, Mahārāja has also said that, Nidhaya Yama Jaya Sūrāma, Mahārāja Kāpā, Guru Kāmanāda. The Spirit Master is like a captain to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, Śrīmad Bhāgavatamrita says, Tathāgata Guru Pāṇyekā Vijñāna Spirit Master is like a captain to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. It is a type of thing. Yeah, how I can achieve the total suspiciousness in my life. Yet I want to understand that the progressivity of all of my guru. What if it is to the Sunday morning by a spiritual master? He must be completely expert in all the shastras, especially the evidence of the shastra of the Shrimad Bhagavatam. He must be free and be able to dispel the doubts of the disciples. He must be able to mend the heart of the disciples and power of the disciples. And he must be free from all types of bad passions and behavior. But the rest of the perfected spiritual master, by which Mahatma, one will achieve all perfection. Therefore, he gave another place to discuss the spiritual perfected group. He must be expert in the Veda, especially the Shrimad Bhagavatam. He can dispel all doubt. The hearing now of Master Paul Bhattar is in full faith with confession. Because of performing Bhattar in Shastra manner, he must have some realization of the Lord himself. He has the power and power, he has the power to renew the disciples with enthusiasm for the performance of Hari Bhajan. Such a qualified spiritual master must be free from all types of fear and attachment. And he must be free from the control of the six enemies, like love, greed, anger, envy, madness, and illusion. By the servant, the spiritual master, one will achieve Mirabhati, otherwise, never. Therefore, Shiva Mahaprabhu explained the Sri Guru Goswami Pada, the 64 limits of devotion, and the first five, concerned with the relationship of the spiritual master. The first is one must take shelter of the Sunday morning by itself. From him one will learn all proper practice of behavior, Vaishnava Sarasha, how to worship the deity, how to meet and perform Sarasanga. From that guru one will take initiation into Vishnu mantra and also take instructions on the process of devotion. One must also engage oneself in the service of such a guru. Therefore, before accepting mantra, the disciples should serve, should remain near the spiritual master and serve him for some time. In that time, the disciples have a full opportunity to examine the character of the guru to see if there is any fault in the spiritual master or if the spiritual master has realized anything. In a similar way, for that time, the Guru will also examine the disciple, whether he is qualified to become a disciple, whether he has other desires, and therefore, Hari Mantra. Thus, the Vishnu Kamala Vishnu said there should be a mutual examination between the Guru and the disciple. Then, when he described the Hari Mantra, Gregory,
Krishna pouring out the sun. At a time, taking initiation to the holy of living judges in a certain amount of time. At that time, Krishna Mahārāja is the third of the battle, a spiritual body of the Buddha Krishna. And in that book, that spiritual body of the disciple falls the third of the Buddha Krishna. Sri Krishna is a very powerful head. How the Father is the third of the spiritual master. This is why we dedicate his life to even the grand remembrance of our children and all of such activities in order to exclusively focus on the spiritual master. In the same way, the bona fide of service to others. In the same way, the bona fide is not the one who becomes completely absorbed in satisfaction of the spiritual master, forgetting everything else. Like this Guru said, I want to have complete faith, I want to see all perfection. Even if one's absorption in Guru Seva, awakens the obstacles to performance of Sharanas and Chitam, for example, you should believe in the class and perform others, it doesn't matter. The service of the Guru will restore the result of Sharanas and Chitam also. And by Guru Seva, the meaning of all the scriptures will enter the class. And not as an example of this regard, if she was a great child, he had one of his other friends, Govinda, and he was going to the Asian washing, she was a great child as well, cooking for him, washing pots and all that other side of things. One day, she was a great child, when he was near the in the Himalaya, he was not a kid's class. They were very fine, they were very good, they were very good. That there are different channels in Sri Pati. And all these verses of Sri Pati are over there. Please command your explanation of the scriptures. Everyone is here in the temple with us, but he's an idiot, he doesn't know anything anyway, so continue. But Sri Pati is not able to stop. Meanwhile, the Buddha is washing the cloth, Sri Pati is on the other side of the Ganga, and he's getting very late. He sat there, began offering late, a very nice prayer, full of high mom, and the Sri Pati. These realizations that only others can have over, they couldn't understand what he was saying so much, these realizations would be. She went to her head and said, this is the result of this child of our group, they were certainly good with intimacy. So, then, I'm going to be tomorrow in the geography. So, we're going to go from here, after the class, and keep going, we'll go on later. This is not just saying, I want to go on later. The child is a follower.
आ जाएंगे यार क्या हाँ